Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Show powered by the Tennessee Lottery, joined by our weekly visit with Todd Furman at Todd Furman on Twitter. Todd, what's the latest on the grasshopper plague in Vegas? Is that cleared up already, or are you still dealing with them?
I think unlike cockroaches that can survive about 30 minutes fully submerged in water, the 100-plus degree heat really took its toll on the grasshopper population, and it they had their moment in the sun, their 15 minutes of fame, but I think it's officially in the rearview mirror out here.
Did you have this today, that Jimmy Garoppolo would throw five consecutive passes that would be intercepted?
No, there were no props available on that, but you know, maybe Jimmy's trying to build a little bit of confidence in that defense. We're trying to create a quarterback race. As Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard both look pretty decent in their preseason debut, but clearly not exactly what Kyle Shanahan would want to see from his rehabbing starting quarterback.
Hey, Todd, have you got that extra bone in your foot that Andrew Luck has?
I do not, but I'm sure there are plenty of Titans fans waiting with bated breath going, well, we can't beat the Colts with Andrew Luck. Maybe we'll have better luck with Jacoby Brissett out there. But what a weird story, even in this day and age of the NFL, that the Colts couldn't remedy this situation. We're still not sure of Luck's availability for week one, let alone going forward from there. And you've started to finally see money come in on the Chargers. That number for the week one game out in Los Angeles has ticked from 3 out to 3.5.
I always love asking you this question. Quarterbacks that affect the number. So where does Andrew Luck come down on that list? Like how would he affect a number, just him being out or playing?
He is towards the top of the food chain. Yeah. You look at the drop-off, it's not as pronounced as what we'd grown accustomed to with Peyton Manning in his heyday, to guys like Curtis Painter and other assorted Jim Sorgi, an insert name here. Jacoby Brissett, for me, it's about a 6.5 to 7 point drop-off we'd be talking about in the Colts' overall power profile, and that puts him in that elite tier of quarterbacks, even higher at this point in his career than a Tom Brady in New England, you know, on a similar level to a Matt Ryan in Atlanta, Drew Brees, and of course Aaron Rodgers.
BetOnline.ag dropped a bunch of odds on just who's going to lead things in the NFL this year. Who will lead the NFL in touchdown passes? Mahomes with the best odds there. But what's your take?
For me, I look at it, Don, and it's so price prohibitive to try and back one of the favorites. We know that Patrick Mahomes is going to put up gaudy statistics if he's out there for all 16 games. 50-plus touchdowns put him in elite company last season. But I'd go further down the list and try and find a player or two that you think are slightly undervalued. And for me, this is kind of boom or bust potential, but I look at the change in offensive philosophy down there in Tampa. Bruce Arians knows he wants to air it out. Byron Leftwich, he brings in as his OC. I think Jameis Winston has to realize that leash is growing extremely short. So when you see Jameis's price, this is a team that could be playing from behind multiple occasions. They have an underrated receiving core. I think Jameis Winston would be a guy that I would really explore coming from off the pace to ultimately lead the league in touchdown passes.
Wow.
I really didn't see that one coming, Todd.
I did not see that one coming. He's 25
you know,
to
say,
1, by the way.
They say bold is beautiful, so every now and again you have to try and go off the reservation identify, you know, some players that might not be getting enough recognition. I guess if you want to take a slightly safer pick, so to speak, you could see Big Ben having a big season as well for the Steelers if another receiver opposite Juju Smith-Schuster emerges there.
I mean, if you really wanted to go off the reservation, you could have taken Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, you could have.
Let's be honest here. I don't think the Titans are going to throw 50 forward passes, let alone the numbers that it's going to take for Marcus Mariota to have that many touchdown passes himself. So when you look at the Titans, clearly their strength is going to be running the football. You guys just better hope that Derrick Henry is ready to take 15 to 20 carries a game because we know he'll be the battering ram in the backfield in a contract year.
Hey, you got to set some odds for who the Titans' starting quarterback is for game one of next year. How would you do that?
You know what? I'm going to be optimistic here and be a glass half full guy. I still think Marcus Mariota has a lot more left in the tank. You know, you have to wonder where some of his frustration will come in with his fourth offensive coordinator, the fifth new play caller. So you talk about a lack of continuity there. It has to be real frustrating for a quarterback that's never been able to assert himself for his draft status. You go out there and you acquire Ryan Tannehill. I don't think he's a long-term answer. So I'll say Marcus Mariota starts game one in 2019, and he's also the game one starter in 2020.
Okay.
There you go. Todd Furman, our guest. What are the odds that Tate Martell will transfer again somewhere?
Oh, no.
Well, if you believe the fictitious numbers that I tossed out there on social media, I make him about a 1-2 favorite to pack his bags up and leave lovely Coral Gables. But anyone who follows some of those guys on Instagram and everything else, Tate may have a little bit more reason to stay down there, given his current relationship status. So we'll see if she hangs around, if he's going to be second or third on the Miami Hurricanes depth chart. But he's just a guy from a size standpoint that doesn't project as a day one starting quarterback for a Power 5 program. You have to wonder in the back of his mind, hey, do you want to come home? You can be the face of the organization, so to speak, and the program at UNLV, knowing they're going to be breaking in a brand new state-of-the-art facility next year that's going to have about 700 fans in attendance for that home opener.
Yeah, I was thinking more like Stephen F. Austin or something. She could go there with him.
Hey, I mean, there's plenty of FCS opportunities. There's no doubt about it. In worst-case scenario, I'm sure he could try and fight for the starting quarterback job in Jonesboro.
Come on, man. That's Division I. I don't want to hear. Hey, I'm going to take you to Jonesboro and let you see this new football ops center. You'll never say a bad word again, Todd.
Hey, I'm very curious to see, Mickey, an intriguing game by degenerate standards, how they handle their business week one against SMU.
Yeah, and then a trip to UNLV.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I don't know if the Jonesboro faithful and the alumni organization has a nice pilgrimage scheduled out here, because if they do, you could bring about 1,000 fans and you'll outnumber the UNLV fans that'll show up for a September football game in the desert heat. That's for damn sure.
Well, there'll be some people there.
That's for damn sure.
Bristol like this weekend. How you feeling about that?
Which, I'm sorry, I missed the question. I apologize.
Bristol Motor Speedway.
You know what? When you talk about Bristol and the Saturday night race, I mean, you always have to start your discussion with the man driving the 18 car. He wasn't exactly thrilled with his results the last couple of weeks. Didn't quite have the speed, but I'm not exactly going out on a limb making a case for Kyle Busch, knowing that he is a heavy favorite at 5-2, followed by the likes of Kevin Harvick, Joey Logano, Martin Truex, and Kyle Larson, all in that price range less than 10-1. I'm still wondering when it's all going to click for the 42 and he can have an error-free race. We know he's had some success on concrete ovals.
Yep.
I'd like to think that Kyle Larson might finally be able to grab a checkered flag. I just haven't seen enough from him to be able to support it. If you really want a long shot, a guy who's racing for his future, maybe you take Matt DiBenedetto at 300-1.
Yeah, Kyle Larson's been interesting this year, Todd. It's like, this week, something happens. I mean, he's been close, though.
It's incredible. You can blame bad luck only so far in this sport, for ultimately the driver has to take responsibility, because Kurt Busch's teammate has been extremely competitive, more than I think a lot of us thought he could be driving the one car. So Kyle Larson, who all of us had pegged as this great rising star, needs to finally realize his potential, or he's going to be struggling to look for a ride and needs to focus on his cup aspirations. But I think he's poised for a breakthrough, just don't know where it's going to come, and his prices have really been prohibitive when you look at how odds makers have establish some of his dominance week to week.
Todd, people are very upset on our Twitter feed that you're calling Marcus Mariota Mariota, so just wanted to pass that along.
You know what? I think that's one of the things that's kind of been a carryover. You know, when he goes out there and proves that he can throw 30 touchdown passes a season and play 16 games, I promise all of the loyal listeners of 3HL that have had to listen to my nails grating on a chalkboard, also known as my voice, over the last 10-plus years, I will make sure that I pronounce his name exactly the way it needs to be done. But he's got to prove he's a top-tier starting quarterback.
That's amazing.
I'll say your name right if you prove it.
Yes, Mariota.
You have to earn that kind of responsibility, Don. You know how it is.
Yes. From the degenerate Todd Berman from Las Vegas. Not from Vegas, but in Vegas. Hey, Tennessee and New England, 2.5 was the opening line. Patriots down to a pick 'em. 83% of the money going toward the Titans.
Yeah, you have real money from the professionals coming in on Tennessee here, and I think a lot of that, again, going to be attributed to the depth chart. Having a backup quarterback that's experienced like Ryan Tannehill to come up against the second-teamers for New England is going to pay dividends. We know these two teams, a high level of familiarity. I think there'll be much more emphasis from the Titans side to get a victory, build on what we saw in that 27-10 win against Philadelphia. Mickey, I'm sure, has better scouting reports based on what he's seen in practices over the last couple days. But I'll tell you one thing. When it comes to handicapping New England preseason games, professional bettors, I don't know if there's a team they've been more wrong on week in, week out. They bet against them last week against the Lions. You know, we saw it a couple of years ago. We weren't sure if Tom Brady was going to be out there. But I'm fully on board with this move towards the Titans. I think there's some value still at pick 'em.
There you go. Todd Furman,
Las Vegas, free of grasshoppers, living free and easy without the plague of insects.
Is there any way we could get Hard Knocks to the Raiders 2 years in a row? I really want that to happen in Vegas next year.
You know what? I think it'd be fascinating. But I was told, and I had never been able to confirm it probably because I didn't pay attention and do any follow-up due diligence, that the Raiders were offered the opportunity to do it in Vegas. They said they wanted to take it this year instead because they didn't want an extra distraction. Little did they know that Antonio Brown would provide all the distraction they needed and then some for a team that's not going to play a home game, guys, from September, the middle of September until the first weekend in November, one of the more difficult schedules you'll see an NFL team encounter. And as you can see, John Gruden not exactly thrilled through two episodes with the current talent level in the silver and black.
Well, and Antonio got his feet circumcised, according to the show last night.
That's what he said.
Very interesting use of terminology. circumcised, circulation. You know, it's all one and the same for those of us in the faith.
Todd Furman, thank you, brother.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Todd Furman on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
What just happened? Maybe you...